Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Watermelon Seeds Podcast. Your second favorite co-host is back.
Welcome back, Joseph.
Remind everybody, Ellie is the best co-host.
No. We both.
Yes, she is.
For this podcast.
No. I like you better than me.
No, that's not true. Don't say that.
Did you enjoy it being by yourself last week?
No, it's stressful. No? Well, yes, it's fun, but I'd much rather have you here because I just don't know what I'm going to say. And I just kind of get in my head with like tangents.
You said but some things that I did not expect you to say.
It was fun, though. I had a lot of people, for everyone listening, I had a lot of people reach out and like thank me or like say that they were like related or that they like appreciated the advice. So if you're a girl and you like texted me, I hope you meet some boy someday too. Or if not, I hope you just got some advice out of that podcast. But anyways.
And for the boys, don't hang in the shadows like I did that episode since I wasn't there. Go find that girl.
Yeah, go find that girl. That's funny. Well, today, guys, we are doing a festivities-themed podcast because Thanksgiving is in 2 days. Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy. First of all, this semester flew by. I know you're not even on semester schedules anymore, but I'm like, what is going on? There's way too much to do in the next, like, 2 weeks. It's crazy. But, yeah, because of that, though, we get to have all the fun holidays. So that's exciting.
Yeah, so I think it's fun to think about holidays and traditions and hear about what other families do during their holidays. So we thought it would be fun to talk about our family traditions and what we like about Thanksgiving and Christmas and which one's better and all that fun stuff. So I'm going to kick it off with you, Ellie. What's like a family tradition for Thanksgiving that you really like?
I would say, I think that like obvious traditions are related to food. So I'm going to say like the non-food ones. My family, we always watch the Macy's Day Parade. We have it on all morning. And some people are still sleeping. Some people are cooking. But my dad makes sure to always like yell out when there's like marching bands because my mom loves the bands. And so whoever's watching, it doesn't matter who, if the band is on, you say, "Mom, Mom, Mom." And then she like runs into the living room and watches the bands. So that's a fun memory. And my favorite is the Rockettes. So I always like seeing them. So yeah, watching the parade is probably one tradition. Another like more meaningful one is we have like a book where we every year we write down what each family member is thankful for. And it's really sweet to like look back on like what little baby Ellie and Ember before Abby was even here, like the things we were thankful for. And then as we got older, like the things in our life that we would be thankful for. And my mom would always write it down. So we would just talk out loud to her and she would like take notes. It was super cute. So yeah.
Yeah, that is fun. Does your mom have input in her top five strengths?
Oh, I don't think
I'll have to ask her at Thanksgiving.
You have to ask her, but I don't think she does. I do. You do, but I don't think she does.
I'm surprised that she doesn't because.
Really?
Yeah. If you're listening, which I know you are, you like to collect information, which I think is awesome. And that's totally input. So maybe it's in her top 10.
Maybe it's in her top 10. Yeah. That's a good point. She's always reading new books and like she does like to learn a lot. Oh, she's a learner. That's what she has.
In the one line a day, she does that. And she keeps the Thanksgiving notebook from a long time ago. And
that's true.
Most moms like to make scrapbooks or photo books, photo albums. Yeah, that's fun. We as well also have the parade on in the background. It's not something that gets me out of the bed in the morning, but it's fun to have on.
That's fine. I'm glad. I want to go there. Life goal is to go there in person someday.
I will
be in New York City someday. I think that'd be so much fun.
That does sound fun.
What are your family traditions for Thanksgiving?
Growing up, we always went to my grandma's house, and it was very structured. You could expect the same thing at every Thanksgiving, no matter what. the same food, the same conversations, the same
Mm
people, the same house,
hmm.
the same jokes. It was all the same, but it was good. I liked it. I always knew what to expect, and I was never disappointed in a year. So, a couple of my favorite things was grandma would always make me the special like caramel mix, and she made it just for me because she knew I liked it so much. And I don't know, it was just fun being younger and older in the same setting. So
Yeah.
being back, like I gotta make some of the same memories over again as a young child and as a blossoming adult. But it's really just fun to spend time with family and catch up.
I agree. It's funny because what like you said, like it's the same every year. I feel like humans, like we love trying new things. Like humans are always like, what's the next movie? The next like thing to buy, like new adventure, like I want to go somewhere new, travel. But then at the same time, like we love traditions and like doing the same thing or like having routines. That's like really cool.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
think it's it traditions can help us be grateful for small things or smaller things.
And they help us like bond with the people around us.
Totally. Totally.
Cute.
Yeah, so that's Thanksgiving. I hope all of you out there get to eat lots of good food. I know that I will be very much enjoying a lot of very good food.
What's your favorite Thanksgiving food?
It's a good question. I'm
Sorry.
thinking, I'm pondering. Stuffing is something I only eat once a year.
Yeah, that's a good
So
point.
I always like the stuffing, as long as it's good stuffing.
Like stovetop kind.
Are you kidding me?
Just
No. I like all forms of stuffing.
kidding.
And my mouth is watering just thinking about all the food on my plate. This is my favorite part about my favorite food at Thanksgiving.
Okay, pause.
Whatever my mom makes, that she has some sort of new hack as to how to
Oh.
make it. Because then for 3 hours, my mother will talk about it to every single person and tell
Oh,
them all, you have to try this next year.
goodness. That's
And
fun.
everyone goes, that Terry, she is just so smart.
I
Who would have thought of that? How
love it.
about you?
Honestly, I think green bean casserole. You don't like that?
No, I do, but you could have
Oh,
picked so many
okay.
better things.
Oh, but that's like, again, one of those things I only have once a year. Or I do love like when we make like sweet potatoes with like either brown sugar or like nuts on top or like something that's like a little bit crunchy. That's really good too.
Is that a side or a dessert?
That'd be like a side. Our dessert is always pumpkin pie.
I think it's a dessert as a side.
That's a good point. There's definitely a lot of butter in
And brown sugar and pecans and marshmallows if you're really
there.
feeling frisky.
Don't
Anyways.
like things at Thanksgiving. I just eat them.
All right. So now we've talked about Thanksgiving. Now I want to settle the debate once and for all. What is the best holiday between Thanksgiving and Christmas?
Thanksgiving.
Really?
No.
Okay,
Christmas.
good.
I think Christmas is the best, but up until recently, I did think Thanksgiving was because it's like the sweet family time of Christmas without the stress of like gift buying and wrapping. But then it's also, but that's the thing, I actually like getting gifts. I don't know why I even like said that. But the other thing is, after Thanksgiving's done, you still have like a whole month of exciting things. Whereas when Christmas is done, it's just sad.
Yeah, we were talking about this earlier because we were talking about this earlier, and I was like, which one do you like better as we were preparing for this podcast? And Ellie goes, oh, Thanksgiving, definitely. And I was like, all right, give me one good reason why you think that. And she was like, because when Christmas is over, it's just sad. When Thanksgiving happens, you have Christmas to look forward to. And I thought that was just so funny. It
It's true.
is true, yeah. But that means that Christmas is better,
I do
which
like.
I agree. So now, thinking about Christmas, looking forward to Christmas, what are you looking forward to this year?
A good question. It's funny that I said gift giving is stressful because I actually like look forward to it so much. Like, it's so much fun because birthdays are fun because like you get gifts for one person. But Christmas is even more fun because you get to like think of like how each thing like matches their personality and like, oh
Yeah.
my goodness, I love that. My problem is I'm just usually procrastinating, so then it gets stressful. But anyways, let's see. That's fun. What else do I look forward to? Well, I'm so excited to decorate the tree. Like I think about that on a daily basis. As soon as summer begins, I think about my Christmas tree at least once a week. Probably, honestly. And I
Wow.
decorate this weekend. So that'll like prepare us for Christmas. And then once it's up, I sit in front of it as much as possible. So at night, my dad has it on a timer so the lights will come on and I'll just like sit on the couch and like look at it. And I could do that every night. I think I do that every night when I'm home. So that's what I'm looking forward to. That's just one. I'll think of more. But you tell me when. What are you looking forward to about Christmas?
My family always makes homemade pizzas
Mm.
like a couple days before Christmas, but I'm also really hopeful. You have not experienced this yet, but we make homemade lefse, which is a Dachshund specialty. And funny, you want to know a funny story about one year that we made lefse?
Yes.
So my parents have a granite countertop in their kitchen, and they put the lefse griddle. It's like a big circle. It's like kind of like a pancake skillet, but it's like a big circle. They put it on the granite countertop, and it got the granite countertop so hot that the granite countertop split right down the middle,
Oh
through, all
no.
the way through. And so, if you, next time you come over, you will be able to see it.
That's so
But
bad.
you have to look really closely. But
Okay.
anyways, that's a memory that
What's bigger, the
I
crack in
won't
your guitar
forget.
or the crack in the counter?
The crack in what?
The crack in your guitar or the crack in the counter, which is bigger? Okay,
In the counter.
because the guitar one I can barely see. I'll look closely though.
You can barely see the one in the counter too, but it was a huge noise and it was like a thud, and then
Oh my goodness, it's wild.
but some great lefse came from it, so that's one
Yum.
thing I look forward to too. And just being home, obviously. How about you?
I gotta think of more. What else do I look forward to? So Christmas Eve is always so sweet. Oh, this is a good one. First of all, we always go to church at like one of the more evening services, so probably like between 4 and 6. I feel like there's sometimes morning services, but we're usually like afternoon, evening. And afterwards we'll come home and have dinner. We always do appetizers on Christmas Eve, so it's like our favorite food. And we get to drink eggnog out of wine glasses. Yeah.
Nice.
But the sweet thing about this year is that Evie's actually playing violin at all the Christmas Eve services at
Oh,
church.
wow.
I know. I'm so excited. And so that's going to be really sweet to watch her. You should come.
Yeah.
There's like services the 23rd and 24th. So if you're busy one of the days, she's
Nice. That sounds good. I'd love
literally so
to.
talented and
Yeah.
beautiful. Fun. So that'll be sweet. And then Christmas morning, I'm just gonna walk you through like the 2 days. Oh wait, one more thing. We open stockings on Christmas Eve. I know some families do like different things, but we open stockings, which is like little mini gifts like chapsticks and candies and things like that.
Nice.
And then Christmas morning, we read the Christmas story. My dad reads it to all of us, and we all sit next to him. We used to be able to sit on one chair on his lap, but now we just sit on the couch. Because there's not enough room for all of us. And then after that, we get to open presents. But
Nice.
we like remembering Jesus' birth is always like the most important part.
Of course, of course. That's the reason for the season.
Yeah. What does your Christmas Eve, Christmas Day look like?
Good question. So we Christmas Eve again was always at grandma's house. Grandma did Thanksgiving and Christmas Eve, and so we went there again, exactly what you expect at Thanksgiving, except this time it's ham instead of turkey. And same routine, same, but obviously there's presents added onto that. But always super fun. And then we went, drove home, and then Christmas morning was at our house, just the family, just immediate family, like my brother and sister and parents. That's it. And then we opened presents in the morning, had breakfast, talked and whatnot, and then we drove up to the cabin. We drive up to the cabin. It's not past tense. And then we spend Christmas Day with my mom's side. So dad's side, Christmas Eve, just us in the morning, and then mom's side, Christmas Day through the end of the week.
You stay until like New Year's.
Sometimes, not
Cute.
all the time. It depends on the year. But yeah, that's always a lot of fun because we get to see everybody in a sh very short span of time. So if you're looking for any new ideas for your holiday traditions, that's I would recommend that one if you have multiple places to get to.
That sounds lovely. When I was growing up, like my extended family was in North Dakota, and then my mom's side was in Wisconsin, and so we would just trade off holidays. Like we would do Thanksgiving in one, and then Christmas at one, and then Easter at one, maybe. So we like did not get to see everyone for both because it's just they were like opposite directions. So as
Yeah.
much as I love the idea, I don't think it would have worked.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So, thinking of those new couples in our lives, or of people that may be worried about holidays with a significant other, this segment is titled Holidays with a Significant Other.
What? Oh, goodness.
So I want to ask you a couple questions about
I'm scared.
spending time with my family and any tips or tricks you have for those new couples that are super scared to go to their significant other's house. So,
Okay. Yes.
how'd you feel before coming to my house for the first time? How did it go?
Oh my
And
goodness.
especially a holiday. Like around, at least around holiday time. How'd that go?
Okay, good question. First of all, before I was excited. I honestly was. I was also petrified. I think I probably brought it up to you like so many times. I still remember like going on walks and just being like,
I feel like
I'm nervous.
that's normal.
I mean, it should be normal. I just like wanted them to like me so much. Like,
Yeah, want to
obviously,
make a
like,
good impression.
yeah. And if you like love, well, I don't know if I loved you yet, but if I enjoyed being with you, I didn't want to like ruin it. I don't know. So I was scared that like something I would do would like make your family be like, who's this girl? And like, also, it was if you're there's just like other layers. If like they've known you with other significant others, it made me nervous. So there's just a lot of layers that make it nerve-wracking. But, then the day of, I got to go over to their house and they were also like decorating for like a bridal shower at the same time or something.
Oh,
Yeah.
yeah.
Getting ready to have your cousin's bridal shower. And so there were a couple extra extended family members that I didn't know were going to be there. So that was a little surprising, but also fun because his grandparents are so sweet and like they were just fun to talk to. And I remember them telling me about like, I don't know, like some of their first years married or like how they met, something like that. I just remember like hearing stories. That was really fun. Yeah, it's just, it was very, very weird for me to see Joseph in an unfiltered setting for the first time, I will say, because when you're with your family, you're just very much yourself. And so like, I remember he was just like more blunt or like more just like goofy and like, just honestly more himself. But that, it made me nervous because I was like, wait, what? Like he's being sassy to his mom? Like this is terrible. And honestly, I left that day a little bit shocked. My grandpa would still tell you I was like crying at home when I got home.
You were crying?
I was crying. I was crying.
Oh man, I didn't know
Also because
that.
like just different like family like levels of like wealth, like that made me nervous. And like I think one of your sisters or brothers brought up like gifts and I was
One
like,
of my
oh,
sisters, plural.
sorry, one of your
One
siblings,
of
it was your sister, I think. like brought up like gifts and stuff for Christmas and like was talking about things, and I was just like, and I was like, I don't even know like what to get this dude, and like, oh my goodness, like they just seem like, I don't know. It just felt very stressful at first. I'm saying all this because I want to relate to people and I don't want people to think it's all good. So I've
Yeah.
gotten over it now, but it's definitely hard at first. So I do remember like having to kind of tell you those things and being like, oh, like these things like were shocking to me, or like these things surprised me. I still remember we were walking on the trail by like it's the old Abe trail, it's my running trail. Do you remember that? It's like that one by the train, sort of by the train tracks or something. But just telling you like how I was feeling and like being nervous or like noticing differences. But I think something I've realized is like because I didn't date for so long, it's easy to think like, oh, my family is the right way, or like my family is like this is how everything should be, because I just hadn't ever like let someone else's family into my life. And so to be able to kind of like learn how to be more humble and like appreciate things about your family, and like, oh, they can joke and like no one's feelings are hurt. Like that's cool. Like that's great. My family doesn't really like joke super much, like without it sound like we don't want it to sound mean. So there's just not as much of that. And so like just different things like that I was able to like process through. But moral of the story, I was excited going in, had a little bit of an emotional time after, but Joseph had no clue, by the way. He like had no idea about all this until after.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, overall, it was a sweet memory, and I've grown so much closer with your family since then. So this year, I'm not nervous at all.
Good, good. That's
Yeah.
good. Was that a holiday?
That was Thanksgiving.
Oh,
Well, it was around Thanksgiving.
yeah. Yeah, fun.
Because then we brought out the little nativity thing and you were putting out. Do you
Yeah,
remember that?
we're decorating for Christmas. Thanks for sharing.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, a lot has improved in 1 year. That's crazy. Just like in my understanding of everything. My mom's birthday is tomorrow. I just looked at the date.
Oh, that's
I forgot.
awesome.
I didn't forget, but
You didn't
anyways.
forget. This is
That's
a
good.
happy early birthday, Di. Maybe she'll be listening to this on her birthday. That would be pretty fun. Who knows?
Maybe.
But yeah, so for all you people out there that are going to someone's house for the first time, don't be worried. It
Wait,
might be a
what was
little
your?
long.
You didn't say your feelings.
But you didn't ask me about it. So
Oh, tell me about it.
anyways, don't be worried
Oh,
and
yes.
it'll be okay. I mean, obviously same as you. Wanted to make sure I made a good impression, but I think I've been gifted with the ability to have good interactions with people, I guess. Or like it's easy for me to talk to someone, stuff like
Yeah,
that.
you're
So
perfect.
it's easy for me to get along with people. And so I loved it. We spent time playing games and grandpa was there, so it was I was trying to help with dishes, I think, and your mother was not letting me.
Oh, I remember that.
But that's okay. I
Still
think
brings
it's
it
funny.
up.
Really?
Yeah. Away.
But yeah, it was really good. Great food, great conversation, and I really enjoyed spending time with everybody and seeing you in your home. I think that's another thing is like, I met you in Eau Claire, but kind of seeing you where you grew up and in your home and the little pictures of you from when you were 6 years old and the little nest in the basement or whatever that thing is called where you would play.
I only lived there in 10th grade.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Why was it? Oh, the person that lived before you. Okay, yeah, never mind.
I did play down
But
there with
yeah, just when you were in middle school, you were doing that.
high school. What?
I was trying to
What?
make a joke, but
I missed it.
I know. 10th grade is when you came back to
Yes.
Minnesota. Anyways. But yeah, I enjoyed spending time with your family. I'm looking forward to it again this year. because I get to come over during Thanksgiving. And yeah, it was fun to learn more about Miss Ellie.
Hang on. Yay. Yay. So
So
fun.
for all of you out there, don't be fearful. Oh, one more question I wanted to ask you. What's one thing you're looking forward to with my family this year as you have like passed the first tests?
Yes, I would say hanging out with Ellie and your mom and dad and Connor and Becca. So I guess everyone, but I think it's just fun because I've never had an older sister, and Ellie's like the sweetest, and she's just such a fun and bold personality. It's just like fun to be around. She better listen to this one. But I also really do appreciate both your parents, and your dad calls me Eliana since your sister's Ellie, and I like just think that's sweet. So I think I'm just looking forward to talking with everyone again.
Yeah.
About you?
I'm looking forward to playing games, I think. I think your family is a big game family, so it's always, I think everyone gets excited about games, and Evie really gets into it, and I'm sure
Yeah.
Ember will as well, so it'll be fun to just spend some quality time that way. If
Yes.
we don't play games, we'll have fun too. I don't know who
Who
knows what it's in store.
knows?
Yeah.
Cool. All right.
Should we wrap it up?
Yes, we should. Can
All right, sounds good. All right.
I pray a prayer of Thanksgiving for everyone?
Yes, please do.
And, give me one second. First of all, just this is because of Thanksgiving, but I'm gonna read Psalm 95 and pray it over all of us. All right. Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and praise him with music and song. For the Lord is a great God. He's a king above all gods. He is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the sheep under his care. Wait, I'll also pray. Dear God, thank you for all that you are for us. Thank you for your love for us. Thank you for all the people we get to spend the holidays with. And thank you for sweet families and memories and traditions. I pray that each person on this podcast will feel loved this holiday season and be able to enjoy time with family, no matter what hard things are going on with family members or grief or sicknesses. We just pray that you'll be with them through all of that. Amen.
Amen. I hope everyone has a very happy Thanksgiving and spends great time with their family. And if you aren't able to spend time with your family this year, I hopeful that you are able to make the most of it and enjoy some good food. And text me and I'll send you a nice text or something.
Okay, we'll do that.
Sounds good. Well, have a good holiday, everybody. Enjoy the break. We'll be back next week.
Bye,
Bye,
everybody.
everybody.